Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, continuing election coverage. We've got the October surprise, the Bush administration springing the Saddam verdict, which was scheduled weeks ago for less than 48 hours out. They're now announcing they may release video, another video, showing a plane hitting the Pentagon, as we predicted they would do. Steve Watson joining us from London with his great analysis in 30 minutes. There's another great story along similar lines by Kurt Nemo we have up on PrisonPlanet.com. I want to get into a Evening Standard story out of the UK, where they're going to start euthanizing the infirm, the ill. Very scary report. So 2 hours left, wide open phones. If you disagree, you go to the head of the line, and we don't screen your calls. We just ask your name and where you're calling from. But I do ask you, if you disagree, to tell us so we can put you at the head of the line. Troy, you've called a couple times disagreeing, called last week. Why don't you tell us you disagree when you call in? Do you think we're lying and that we wouldn't have you on?
They don't ask me if I agree or disagree.
No, I know. That's because we don't screen calls. But I do say on air, haven't you heard me before?
Maybe I've heard Jack Blood say it. I don't think I've heard you say it. Maybe I have. I don't remember.
Oh, really? I'm the guy that wrote the book on people that disagree going to the head of the line. Well, I mean, let me ask you a question. How often do you listen to the show?
Oh, I might listen to the first hour or two, three times a week.
Wow. Okay. Let me just ask you a question. You called in and you said, for stations that just joined us, you said, do you believe that the government's still going to attack itself? And you said, with your prediction. And my prediction clearly was, if we didn't get the word out about government-sponsored terror, that it was going to happen. I saw all the same indicators I witnessed on the lead-up before 9/11, which I did predict would happen, saying the towers would be hit, saying bin Laden would take the blame. I did do that. Are you denying that I did that? And are you saying that my prediction was we would be attacked without the proviso? I mean, you say you listened. Did you not hear
Well, I heard you say that, but it sounds like you're saying that you and others of your ilkage just prevented another terror attack. Is that what you believe?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, because there's already some people saying, Alex Jones predicted an attack and it didn't happen. I said if we didn't get the word out, just like I said back in 2001 on July 25th, when I said if we don't get the word out and call the White House and tell them don't blow up the World Trade Center, it's going to happen. So I saw all the stars aligning, as they say, for there to be another event leading up to the election.
Well, you've been predicting this for 5 years since the one from 9/11.
Well, that's right. And I did say there'd probably be attacks in Europe, and there were in Madrid, and there were in London, because they wanted to get Europe behind what was happening. It didn't work. And I did predict there'd be a biological attack on the day of 9/11, and 3 weeks later, the anthrax got announced. So, yeah, you're right. I did predict that.
All right.
Are you saying that's not true either? I mean, what are you saying? I mean, what do you disagree with?
Well, I disagree with the fact that, well, I just thought that you think that you and others of your ilkage prevented another terror attack by getting the message out.
Well, ilk is plural. I don't think ilkage is a word, just so you know.
Okay.
Yes, we prevented another attack. I've been saying that. 3 weeks ago, we wrote a story saying I believe that we've backed them off. Before November elapsed, in mid-November, I said it looks like we're backing him off. Fox News covered my prediction. A lot of other publications covered my prediction. I wasn't the only one seeing this. All the other 9/11 truth leaders said, Webster Tarpley, Jim Fetzer, they said they saw it in the tea leaves. And I mean that figuratively, folks. And I'm not talking about some gypsy wagon here. This is just political analysis.
Well, I just think you kind of left yourself a little scapegoat there, just because if it happened...
Well, it wouldn't be a scapegoat. It would be an escape hatch.
Escape hatch, okay.
Hey, do you want to stay there?
I can if you want me to.
Sure, please, because I've got a few questions for you as someone who disagrees. I want to understand your mind. I want to be enlightened by you. We'll be right back. JonesReport.com is the website. Masses of news and information straight ahead.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Right in occupied North America, under North American Union control, under NORTHCOM command, the military has openly announced they're in operational control of the lower 48 and its possessions, as well as Hawaii and Alaska. They have announced that foreign troops will be used in disasters or to quell terrorist or insurrection, rebellion, or conspiracy. We are coming to you from deep behind enemy lines in occupied United States. For all listeners north, south, east, and west, worldwide, all ships at sea, this is the voice of the free United States in resistance against the New World Order occupation forces who are staging terror attacks and an ongoing program to scare the population into serving their one world government empire plans. All right, let's go back to Troy in West Virginia who called last week. He's called again. He disagrees with me. Specifically, sir, you don't believe that 9/11 had any government involvement whatsoever?
No.
Do you think that I'm lying when I talk about the Gulf of Tonkin being a staged event in 64?
Rupe, honestly, I have no idea what you're even... I don't even know what the Gulf of Tonkin is. So...
Is this a joke? I mean, because you sound serious, sir. Are you joking?
I work with 60 people. I can ask them what the Gulf of Tonkin is. They ain't going to know what I'm talking about. I mean, I'm not a historian.
Okay.
But you're talking about something 40 years ago anyways.
I think when you called last week, you brought up the USS Liberty.
Yeah, because I went ahead and I did some research on the Internet on that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What, did you go to the Knesset to get your research?
No.
You know what the Knesset is?
No.
That's the Israeli government. It's their parliament. So what are you saying I'm lying about with the USS Liberty?
That America wanted the USS Liberty. Oh, crap, I can't remember.
Well, America didn't do anything. It was LBJ in operational control of the ship. And people ask, well, how do you know that? I've interviewed the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I've interviewed the admirals that talked to LBJ. I've interviewed the people involved. That ship was involved in surveillance under the Security Council's control. And for that mission, the White House, under McNamara, Defense Secretary, was in direct control of the mission of that ship. It was outside of the Navy, and as many black op or secret programs are. Delta Force is, the Navy SEALs are routinely. You know, these are called presidential missions, and they were there gaining intelligence during the Six-Day War. And the Israeli aircraft came in, and they strafed and bombed the ship. Torpedo boats attacked and strafed the ship. And this went on for more than 2.5 hours. And they radioed the aircraft carriers for help. Jets were launched, and LBJ ordered them to turn back and said he wanted the ship to go to the bottom. Now, the admirals are the ones that said that here on the air. That's my source, the admirals who listened to LBJ there in the command a crow's nest there in the conning tower of the flagship of the fleet, the aircraft carrier. And we know that that is indeed what happened, and that they wanted to then try to sink the ship and blame it on Egypt. Most ships would sink, but everyone stayed at their quarters. They did disaster drills every week. They locked down the bulkheads. Men literally were burned to death, went into fires. That was back when men were men, cars were cars, and women were women. They went in there and closed those bulkheads so it didn't sink. And they just did an incredible job. And the captain tied his intestines in with a life preserver and stayed at the helm for more than 2 days. And he won the Congressional Medal of Honor, William L. McGonigal. And he was then at one of the naval yards, was given the Congressional Medal of Honor in secret. Now, are you saying any of that's a lie? Tell me.
I think you report certain things that you want to hear. You don't listen
really
to the other side.
The other side, sir, I have interviewed, it's got to be 5 admirals, then the former head JAG officer, Captain Ward Boston, and then became Admiral Boston, who was mid-level then in the JAG, and he was ordered to falsify the report. He has testified to that in sworn statement. You think Admiral Boston's lying? He's still alive. We could get him on. The others have died.
I can't debate you on it.
Well, we can get these 80 and 90-year-old men back on for you. Sir, do you have a computer?
Yep.
Well, you can go listen to interviews I've done over the last 6 years posted on the site. I know there's at least 4 or 5 of them on there where you can hear from the admirals. Why do you think these admirals would lie?
I don't know why they would.
They're probably with Al-Qaeda too, huh?
No.
You just think I'm lying? You think the admirals didn't really say this?
I don't know.
You know, in the film, in Terror Storm, I show screenshots of their sworn testimony to Congress, sworn testimony to the Naval Board. You can go, you know, just type in the headline on those. You can pull those actual sworn testimonies up.
Well, maybe I'll do that again.
And maybe you should type in Gulf of Tonkin staged or Gulf of Tonkin documents declassified, and maybe you can read the actual documents and then you won't think I'm lying?
Well, either it was or it wasn't, and I still don't think it was.
So you're just going to operate on faith. You see,
Yes. Faith
is something you believe. I'm operating on facts. So you just said yes, you're going to operate on faith.
Well, I think if I was an expert on it, I could probably have a very good debate with you from the other.
But you're admitting you don't know, but then you're just saying you don't believe it.
Right.
You're saying you don't believe in the Loch Ness Monster. Well, there's evidence that you'd be right about that, but there's not evidence that you're right about this. You are saying you do believe in the Loch Ness Monster. You're going on faith. I'm giving you evidence.
Well, I can't argue with you.
Look, sir, let me just tell you this. You are judging the world through your own eyes. I would imagine you're probably a nice person, work hard, help old ladies across the street. You're having trouble believing there are evil people out there, and that's why naive folks all the time get scammed and get hoodwinked and get killed and get...
Well, no, I do believe there's evil people, but not as evil as you make them out to be.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Do you believe that I'm lying that our government paid $3 billion to have Israel, and again, Israel is just as big a culprit. The point is, our government paid to have Israel irradiate 110,000 of their own children.
It sounds illogical, but I don't know.
Okay, do you think I was lying when I read the London Evening Standard that they're going to start killing people with disabilities? The government out in the open killing them.
It just seems illogical.
Okay, do you know about black men and the Tuskegee experiment?
No.
So you don't know that they gave thousands and thousands of black men syphilis and then let them spread it and die of it over 45 years? I got a lot of other more.
I imagine the stuff could happen in 50 years ago, yeah, but not...
We were a lot more... Sir, would you agree? We were more moral in many respects 50 years ago than we are now. Were we more moral in most areas 50 years ago?
I guess you're probably right.
Okay, then how could they knowingly tell black men at, quote, free government clinics, I'm going to give you a vaccination, and they really gave them syphilis? And then watch them die of it and spread it?
Well, I can't answer that.
Do you know what syphilis does to you?
No.
They're basically microscopic worms that eat your liver and brain and your organs. Does that sound friendly?
Of course not.
But I mean, do you think I'm making up Tuskegee? Tuskegee, Alabama?
No.
The Houston Chronicle reported they're testing biologicals and chemical weapon derivatives at the state facility there in Huntsville, Texas, right now.
See, you hear that stuff and you take it as fact all the time.
No, it's admitted, sir.
Well, then somebody else might say, no, it's not true, but you won't hear that side. I don't know.
No. Sir, this is admitted.
Okay.
Did you ever hear about the atomic soldiers?
I don't do what you do for a living, no.
You know, are you playing a joke on me? Do you really believe this stuff and you're just acting stupid?
No. You're talking about atomic soldiers. What percent of the population knows what that is?
So because Galileo knew the world was round and 98% didn't, did that make Galileo a kook?
No.
Look, open source. The elite openly say, sir, they plan to build a worldwide police state, and they plan through forced vaccinations to give you debilitating diseases and chemical injections to kill you. I bet you don't believe that.
I find it hard to believe.
I do too, my friend. That's why me and my wife had trouble going to sleep last night.
And maybe you focus on the negative too much.
Well, there's a lot of negative. Are we ever going to fix the negative if we don't clean it up? I mean, that's like if you left a dog in your house and it tore up the couch and, you know, urinated everywhere and pooped all over the floor, and then you just walked in and told your wife, hey, let's not clean this up. Let's ignore that he tore up the couch and he went to the bathroom and he chewed holes in the walls because, number one, we're idiots and left the dog in here over the weekend. Let's just ignore it and let's just walk around in it. Would that be negative of you to, or let's use a more real world example. Let's say a possum climbs down your air conditioning vent. This happened to my parents, and rots inside of it, and they had to go in and have people come in and cut out the air conditioning, central heating and cooling to get the rotten possum out. Or so you just smell it and just the stench pumping through your system and just ignore it and say, I'm not going to be negative and say there's a dead possum. I'm going to sit here and smell it and ignore it.
Well, no, I'd do something about it.
Well, that's what we're doing, sir. And we happen to know that there's a big, fat, dead possum in the central heating and cooling system. And it stinks and it's foul. And we're not going to sit here and deny it. Now, I smelled it when it started stinking. Now the thing is bloated and got maggots all over it and would gag a maggot, and you're still saying you can't smell it. Okay? Hey, I appreciate your call. I'm going to get into the election and take more calls when we get back.
currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never settled disputes, but always makes them worse? Our own ambassador to the United Nations in 1982 admitted such. Did you know that the United Nations ignores communist atrocities, but always targets non-communist nations and their leaders for overthrow? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Let's go right back to calls. Robert in Canada, welcome.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I'd like to thank you all for all your hard work and really appreciate it. I purchased Terrorstorm this morning, as well as Aaron Russo's Freedom of Fascism.
And thank you.
I'd like to ask all Canadian listeners to also purchase it at whatever effects you guys affects us up here as well, too. But I just have one question, Alex. Canada has lost 43 soldiers in Afghanistan out of about 2,000 soldiers. That's about 50-1, about the same per capita as what the Americans have lost in Iraq. I'd just like to know what you think is the real reason for the war in Afghanistan.
Well, it's a huge drug war, and the only killing that's going on is rival gangs that are growing their own poppies. And meanwhile, the British and Canadian and U.S. troops openly guard the poppy fields. They also grow marijuana over there, and it's just a huge drug operation for the CIA. They're also controlling the region to put in the different pipelines for Unocal and others.
I was wondering about the pipelines. I'd also like to, if I could, just plug my website. I have it hosted on your guys' servers.
Oh, great.
Speak911truthtopower.com.
Speak911truthtopower.com.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Roy in Maryland. Roy, welcome.
Yeah, Alex, that caller a couple of times ago, we might be in ilk, but he's Amenhotep, king of denial. Hey, I was thinking about the Saddam Hussein verdict, and I was looking at the timing of this thing, and they're saying, you know, maybe in a couple months they're actually going to pull it off. I wonder if the New World Order has set him up as a modern-day Haman, and they'll hang him on Purim, just like the story of Ruth in the Bible.
Yeah, that's a good point. They might do that. They love to reenact things. Listen, again, I'm against killing Saddam because he was a U.S. government agent, and everything he did was under the orders or acquiescence and support of the criminals that run this country. So killing him is a fraud. If it's even Saddam, I mean, they admit the Kurds had, whoever that is, for 3 weeks, and they went and put him in the, quote, spider hole and staged that event. And then later it was admitted that was staged. Again, all these hundreds of things, the fake newscast, the fake letters to the editor, the CENTCOM domestic propaganda. I mean, we're living it right now. We're living the New World Order dream, aren't we?
Yeah, we certainly are. Just like Kerry's comment the other day, that was pretty much might have helped any of the military personnel when they go to vote, maybe threw them on the other side.
Exactly. Look, it's Bush's cousin, his skull and bones mate, who took a dive in 2004, pulling the exact same move at the exact right. All of this is part of a whole group of October surprises happening, and they admit that they control the Iraqi government. They admit they control that court. Of course they timed it for less than 48 hours, 36 hours before the start of Election Day. This is all staged.
Well, these so-called Islamic fascists that they talk about, I mean, you're really going to have worse problems. I mean, they're not stupid. They know what the Jewish holiday of Purim is. They know what that is, and if they do that, that's just going to further inflame the Arab world. And, you know, it's almost like, can you even blame them for being that inflamed?
Well, there are real Muslim fighters, terrorists, insurgents, mujahideen, whatever people call them, you know, different perspectives. But most of the big attacks, in fact, all the big attacks were orchestrated, and there's others that are provocateured. Then there's real resistance going on that's dubbed terrorism. But radical Islamic jihadism was funded and shepherded and tutored, you know, under the tutelage of the neocon system that's now in full power. And P2OG, the Pentagon plan, states they're going to go over there and kill innocent people to elicit a response.
And, well, it's like that last caller we were talking about. It's like, I can't believe someone with his head so far in the ground can actually use that much fluoride toothpaste.
Yeah, and I think that caller is serious. I mean, he's for real. You start thinking it's a joke, but I don't know about this, I don't know about that, I just don't believe you. But, you know, I run into that. People who disagree with us, that 16% that'll buy anything in this country, I just feel sorry for them.
Well, you know, it's people are waking up, but you also know it's like you look around, it's like these people don't have a clue.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. We're going to continue with open phones. We've got an hour and a half left in this transmission against tyranny today. It is November 6, 2006. And Steve Watson is coming up in the next segment for just a quick report. He wrote a great article for Infowars.net over the weekend. It's a top story there right now. Will DoubleTree Hotel Video Show Pentagon Impact? Conflicting stories make it unclear, yet there are certainly more tapes to come. We'll tell you why this is such an important story when we get back. Remember a few months ago when they released the last Foggy video? I said there's going to be more. Well, there are going to be more. And we'll break this down on the other side. Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, Infowars.com are the websites.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin, pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
George, Lloyd, Dale, many others, your calls are coming up. Wide open phones on this Election Eve transmission. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. In the next hour, I will run through a big stack of news I haven't even gotten to yet. All over the country, the thumb scanners are going in to get the school lunches. But unlike the past, parents have now learned that this is a police state and what it's all about, and they're resisting. We'll talk about how that ties into the drills, unannounced, putting guns to children's heads, terrorizing them under federal grants. I haven't even gotten into a lot of the other little election year scams that are being run right now. Little October, which you could call November surprises, that are taking place as we speak. We're about to go to Steve Watson for the balance of this hour, then we'll go right back to your calls. Steve, concerning new video to be released, supposedly of the Pentagon getting hit and what that really means. But let me just briefly besiege thee to go to Infowars.com if you're online and to get America Freedom to Fascism, that exposes the private nature of the Federal Reserve and the IRS scam. It gets into the tracking chips. It gets into the North American Union. A very important film, 1995. Get a copy of Terror Storm for $9.95 when you get America Freedom to Fascism, if you wish to get the combo, or you can get America Freedom to Fascism by itself at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139, or you can simply write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And I would also encourage you to go to Infowars.com and to notice that Terrorstorm on the Amazon charts went up to number 9. I was told it went to number 8. We didn't get a screenshot of that. It went up to number 9 Friday afternoon. It has since dropped back to 50 and 60s. We're moving back and forth in that area. I want to get a number 1. I want to be able to say this was number 1. So many people buy stuff just because it's number 1, and we want to use every angle we can to get this information exposing the history of government-sponsored terror into everyone's hands now. And if I would have been here Friday, I took off Friday. I snuck off and went deer hunting with family. I could have driven it and pushed it all the way up to number 1 when we hit number 9, but I wasn't here. So please, go get another copy. It's only $11.19 at Amazon.com. Buy 4 or 5 copies. If you can afford it, buy 100. Give them to everybody you know. Buy 1 copy, make copies, whatever. I want to drive it to number 1 because that gauges so many places with so many people. So many video outlets, bookstores, record stores, music stores, video stores. That gauges, that Amazon chart is the most looked at, and already because it went into the top 20 and then the top 10, has already caused a huge interest. So please, let's drive it to number 1. This is so important in the fight against the New World Order. Please go to Amazon.com and avail yourself of this incredibly low price. I'm asking you, this is an action, I'm asking you to take today. Please do it. Again, Infowars.com. Or if you don't have a computer, you can always call toll-free and get it from us, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Now let's go ahead and go to Steve Watson. He wrote a great article, Will DoubleTree Hotel Video Show Pentagon Impact? Conflicting stories make it unclear, yet there are certainly more tapes to come. Why am I covering this in the middle of a big election? Because it's very important. They're saying they're going to release this. They're scheduled to release it November 9th. That would be on Thursday. Remember, what was it, 4 months ago now, they Judicial Watch got the release of another foggy 5 frames from the Pentagon from another little photo snap system that puts it on video, takes a photo every second or so, and they then use it to tell if you've, I guess, who's coming to the parking lot, and it just was some gray smudge, and they called it incontrovertible proof. I said that it looked like, and this is how Cloak and Dagger works, that they were trying to hype it even more and make people not believe a plane hit it even more, hyping it to where this is what the 9/11 truth movement hinges on. Now, that's not going to work. We've preemptively written articles about it. We've broken it down. But sure enough, they're talking about releasing another video this week, this time from the DoubleTree, that's even clearer. And then perhaps this will heighten the debate even more, and then an even clearer video. Whether it's real or fake or whatever it is, this is what they're doing. And it's very easy to fake video. But and then, oh, look, we disproved it. Oh, look, we showed them. Steve Watson's done a great analysis of this. I would add Kurt Nemo's done a great analysis as well. Steve, thanks for coming on with us.
Okay, Alex, it's great to be back.
Break down your view, break down your analysis of this.
Well, it was late last week, really, the blogs began to pick up on this and focus on the fact that sometime this week, according to, as you said, the Judicial Watch schedule, it's possible that a new video is going to come out that's going to show the impact, the actual impact of Flight 77 at the Pentagon. It was Judicial Watch, as well as others, that filed a Freedom of Information Act request back in late 2004, seeking all the release of all the records pertaining to recordings of all the cameras in the area of the Pentagon on 9/11. Lawsuits have since been filed, and to this day, only 2 videos have been released. One of which was, as you said, the grainy footage from the parking lot, which was again then released 2 years later, the same footage, and we were told it was different footage. It was just basically the whole length of the footage. It wasn't different, it was the same. And then last month, a second video was released, which didn't get a lot of coverage because it basically showed nothing. It was a gas station video, which, again, was really hyped up for years. and then was released and showed nothing. But this one that's due to be released sometime, we're told, before November the 9th, in the next 3 days, is from the Doubletree Hotel.
That's right. They could even release it tomorrow morning. We don't know.
Well, this is the point. They could release it tomorrow, and in a hope that they may want to sway voters if it shows anything. But basically...
Because make no mistake, 9/11 is a major issue. There are hundreds of candidates running in state and federal elections on 9/11 Truth. It is a major issue with voters not trusting this administration.
Yeah, exactly. Now, it's been suggested that it's going to have some sort of clearer footage of an actual object hitting the building. But I just think that this is another move to kind of muddy the waters on this issue. We already know that the FBI has released a statement pertaining to this specific video in which they admit that it doesn't show anything. And I've put that document in the article I wrote on Friday. It was a response to a separate Freedom of Information Act request by a different party, in which it specifically says that they determined that this video did not show the impact of Flight 77. So there's a lot of sort of debate over what this is going to actually show, but from my sort of analysis of this, it seems that it's going to be another sort of grainy, thrown together piece of footage, which is only going to really serve to hype up this argument. I mean, if this video does show something, then it's obvious that they've been caught in a lie because they've released this statement saying that it doesn't show something. So it's not tallying up there. Also, the same statement said that the gas station video didn't show anything, and that turned out to be the case. But why they've kept these videos under wraps for more, well, almost 5 years, if they show absolutely nothing.
Why did they grab the videos? Why did they tell people not to talk about what they saw? Why did they pick up all the debris hurriedly while the building, you know, hadn't even collapsed yet? And why does the media always give attention to the Pentagon? They want to make this the central issue, and I've been saying that for 5 years. They don't want to look at 7. They don't want to look at CIA insider trading. They don't want to look at hijackers training at U.S. military bases. They want to make the whole movement hinge on this, and I've always said it's dangerous.
Yeah, and it's been sort of this specific video has been further hyped up because of the fact that apparently there is a video from a hotel. It's not specifically made clear which hotel it is, but apparently there is a video.
It's the Sheraton, yeah.
Yeah, that does show the impact, and this is being reported in the Washington Times.
So why are they holding back, releasing all the videos that they say don't show a plane or show a blur, and they say it's a plane? Again, they release something that doesn't show a plane, knowing it'll hype it. Then they release a gas station video that shows nothing but a flash. Then they release this new video, which they say shows nothing, but it isn't out yet. And then they're saying they've got something that does show it, though. See how they hype it up in front of us, we take the bait, and then they finally, sometime in the future, release it.
Yeah, well, they've admitted that they've got, in addition to these two, they've got another 83 videos. So, I mean, they've got endless amounts of videos that they can release and play with and do what they want with. I mean, there's ongoing lawsuits for all of them should have been released now. It's not under national security anymore. They all should be public. It just shows that they'll just release whatever they want, whenever they want.
You're absolutely right. What do you predict is going to happen, or what's your dead reckoning estimation?
Well, I think it may show something, but again, it's just going to be a blur. It's just going to hype it up, and they're going to have their mouthpieces out, sort of spreading propaganda, really, and hyping up the debate, when really we should be concentrating on the cold, hard facts of the movement that have got us to where we are now. Because the danger is that they'll then release, later on, they'll release an even clearer piece of video which, you know, will be battered down, and they'll go around saying that they've won the debate. But I mean, on the other hand, they could let this go on forever like they have with, you know, with sealing the Kennedy assassination records. It's a tool that they're using, and we really need to focus on the other aspects of 9/11 to get the truth out.
Well, I agree with you. Shifting gears, this report, we must debate mercy killings of disabled babies, say top doctors. It's already going on. I look at a little picture of Charlotte Waite there in her wheelchair, the poor little thing with their parents, as the government demands that the child die.
I haven't seen that, actually. Is that on the website now?
Yes, but certainly you've seen, being in England, the whole national discussion of how the government wants to set the precedent that they decide when to euthanize someone.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a debate that they've been having for a while, whether there should be, you know, and they've been doing these kind of things in other European countries, and whether there should be assisting suicide and things.
Listen to this. We must debate mercy killings of disabled babies, say top doctors. A doctor's group called today for a debate on the mercy killing of disabled babies. The medical profession should examine the act of euthanasia of desperately ill newborns, said the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecology. It wants an inquiry into whether the deliberate intervention to cause the death of an infant should be legalized. Well, it already is quasi. The proposal met with furious response from some quarters last night. Labor MP, the Member of Parliament, Jim Dobbin, compared it to eugenics policies of the Nazis, who, I would add, the Nazis got their ideas from the U.S. and England. This sends the message that only the perfect are acceptable and the disabled can be discarded. The college suggested that decisions on when young babies should be killed or allowed to die should depend not only on the gravity of their condition, not only on the gravity of their condition. It goes on, and it goes on to say it's suspension to an inquiry on the ethics of treatment for severely ill and disabled newborns raises the question of whether such children should be killed if they are not wanted by their parents. The study comes against the background of a growing acceptance of the idea of euthanasia, suicide, and hastening of death for mortally sick adults and the dying elderly. The college said that euthanasia in babies is assisted dying legislation is to be anticipated or enacted at the other end of life. Now would be a pertinent time to discuss this issue. I mean, we already warehouse our old, most people don't visit their parents when there's nothing even wrong with them. They're killing people all over this country who are openly strapped down begging for food and water. But most Americans don't even know that's been in the Wall Street Journal, Steve.
Well, no, it is literally the move into Huxley's Brave New World society, isn't it? And it is, to the word, it is what Hitler wrote down. It's Hitler's plan. I mean, you don't have to, all you have to do is, you know, a few hours research to know that this is what it is. And it's been implemented already in hospitals, in, from what I've read, in Holland, I think it is, and European countries like that. And of course we know that the plan is to harmonize European countries and harmonize.
Yeah, they're
policies.
Merging. They're merging all the laws, and they're talking about basically killing anybody who's got serious illness or who's paralyzed. I mean, this is openly being discussed, and it fits right in with the Dr. Pianca agenda of reducing population forcibly, if need be, by 90%. He's seen as a moderate. Some are even saying more than 90%. This is the accepted view by academia in the West, Steve.
It's a scary proposition.
Well, you know, Hitler did start with retarded children, with the paralyzed. That's where it all started in 1934. And that's how they set the precedent to do this. So I hope that everybody out there listening realizes that you're going to end up in this position. I mean, I know a lot of people who are disabled who lead very good lives. But even if they don't lead what you'd call a, quote, good life, as the bioethicist boards deem it, you cannot allow this precedent to be set to have the state killing people. You notice they have the debate about, oh, if you want to die, we should let you. And now within a year of that being accepted in polls, oh, well, we'll kill you.
Yeah, I mean, if you look into eugenics, the term eugenics has a lot of different meanings, but really, the eugenics that they're talking about now and that we know of now were the plans of the Nazis in Europe in the 1930s. And if you read back and look at what eugenics is, there are many different aspects to it, but these are ones that are being forced upon us now.
Well, we've got to stand up and say no to this. We've got to do it immediately. Steve, I know you're going to be tracking the Pentagon video story the day it comes out in the next few days. I know you'll do a report on it. And we're going to be watching all the different election fraud reports that are now streaming out in the next few days and reporting on those at InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.com. Thank you for joining us from London. I want to speak to you briefly during the break, but thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. We'll come right back and continue with your phone calls and a ton of news right here on the GCN Radio Network.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit HerbalHealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Welcome back. I'm glad that you were able to join us. The third hour is straight ahead, and we're going to just... I'm going to do it right now. You watch. I'm going to take three calls before this segment ends. I hope you'll go up on InfoWars.com and link through to Amazon.com. We got into the top 10 on Friday. I didn't promote it over the weekend, and we dropped down to the 50s and 60s. I'm going to drive it to number one. Help me do it. Order Terror Storm for $11.19 at Amazon.com right now. Let's talk to George and then Dale and Alex and others. George in Indiana, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks, Alex. I've been getting my video around, the videos around a lot of the people down here, but I want to tell you, I had visions of mice and men when this guy that disagreed with you came on. He is absolutely the target that they would go after. Somebody that's so dumbed down that would walk into the oven, take his clothes off, mark his shoes, make sure everything's going to be there when he comes back out again. You know, the number one thing that's killing people across this country right now is infections in hospitals, and they don't even let you know it. My dad died 2 years ago.
The government admits that over 300,000 people a year, that's more than cars, folks, are dying of infections. I know tons of people who are healthy as horses that go in for knee surgery and die because of the superbugs that live in the hospitals. They call them sick buildings. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well,
you were saying about your dad, sorry.
The day before he died, I walked in and watched two nurses wiping down everything with gloves and then going to his catheter. The catheter was bright red. I mean, it was pure blood. And you know, in the bathroom, it said a little note up on the mirror that said, make sure to wash your hands. Well, that has nothing to do with it. You've seen surgeons stand there and wash their hands 15, 20 minutes before they go into surgery. So a nurse washing her hands before she touches something is not really going to do anything.
Well, and it's not just the normal bugs. You have decades of people eating, gobbling antibiotics, and when you have any type of other procedure, they give you antibiotics, and it has bred superbugs. And where do the superbugs live? They live in these hospitals. And that's what's dangerous about these hospitals.
And there's only three or four states right now where they're requiring them to disclose what the person died of. Otherwise, you hear the word sepsis a lot, and that's a bacterial poisoning. It's a virus that they're picking up in there.
Yeah, and then over 200,000 people die from medical malpractice. So that's 500,000+ people who are dying. The most dangerous place to be is in a hospital. And I'm not saying they can't help you. I'm not saying there aren't good doctors and nurses. I'm saying that the system is a fraud and very dangerous.
Hey, and I don't want to fix it.
Hey, I appreciate your call, sir. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Dale in Pennsylvania. Dale, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
How's it going, man? I was just wanting to... It's an honor to talk to you, first of all.
Oh, please. Come on.
Yeah. It is an honor, man. You're the one who woke me up, and I want to say that. Thank you, first of all, and I want to talk to you about the elections and how they're having them voting systems.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, they got them electronic voting systems, and the people, they're all sheep. They don't know about how it's all controlled. They're just going to go out there and vote come November the 6th. It's November the 7th. They're going to go out there and vote, and they're not going to know where their vote's going to. Like, you said it before, Al.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can say people are sheep, and I appreciate your call. I'm glad to hear we woke you up, my friend. You can say they're all sheep. A lot of them are. But well, they just had a poll a few weeks ago, scientific, over 90% don't trust the voting machines. They want a paper ballot. They want a record. I mean, we're going to win this fight. We're going to win. The globalists have overplayed their hand. Third hour, 70 seconds away.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.